black shirt and saw Marcellus Wildcats with the basketball and trying to break a 17-point run as Saugatuck leads it 28-4 and trying to get a point since the first quarter. In the front court, Otto Mogren. Low post right for Fisher. Jumper off of the glass. No, deflected. Schulte had the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds, but we're going to get a foul, and Schulte will go to the line. Foul was on Grace Peterson. And now she picks up her third foul. So the first player with three fouls on either side is Saugatuck's Grace Peterson. So foul line a little right will be Angelica Schulte trying to get on the score sheet. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Marcellus, one for three. Schulte had 3 points in the Friday night win at Lawton. Second one for the left-handed shooting Schulte. Misses it again. Deflected rebound goes into the hands of Hostetler. Gets it inside for Fisher. Turnaround is blocked, but she is fouled. So it's two cracks on the basket, and now we have two fouls. For Saugatuck, Morgan Bush picks up her first in 14 seconds. Foul line right, Sydney Fisher. And the 17-point Saugatuck run, and first point since the first quarter. 28-5, Fisher's first point of the game. One more for Sydney, and 4 points in Friday night's win. She'll drop them both. 28-6, Saugatuck by 22. Silver brings over the timeline, Saugatuck's first possession of the second half. With Peterson, Slayer, Darling, and Bush on the floor. So it's a mixture of the third quarter as Coach Kevin Tringali looking at the options. There's Grace Peterson, jumper from 15 on the right side. No, battle for the rebound. And bopping her head is Aubrey Darling, and she's going to be a little slow in getting up. She battled with Otto Mogren. And in this atmosphere of fear of concussions, that usually means you bop your head on the floor, you're done for the night. As a precaution. As Darling went for the loose ball, and she got it in the back of the noggin. She'll feel that one. Kevin Tringali first out to deal with her, and Paula Gomez Diavola will come off the bench. And Darling trying to get some playing time, and she got popped in the head. Saugatuck will maintain possession of the basketball. Peterson will inbound. Grace looking for somebody open. Top of the circle, Gomez Diavola. Gets it back from Gomez Diavola. Right side, Silva. Peterson. In for Bush. Banks it up. Banks it in. Morgan with her first two of the night. Team's leading scorer had to wait until the end. Team got 30 points before she's on the board. 30-6. Saugatuck with the lead. Here's a drive. Open lane. Mackendorfer misses the driving layup. Rebound Bush for Saugatuck. Silver over the timeline. Bounces it underneath. Ball loose on the floor. Stern over against Saugatuck. Their 10th. Quickly in the front court. Hostetler. Lobs it to an open Schulte, who misses the bunny. Puts it back up, misses it again. Gets a third, pulls it back on the rebound. Triple left side, no, by Mackendorfer. Rebound, Slayer tries to get it. It's knocked out of bounds by Otto Mogren, Saugatuck basketball. 10 turnovers for Saugatuck, and none of them have been cashed in for points by Marcellus. Indians by 24, 30-6. 6.5 to go for a third quarter. Silver over the timeline. Right side, Peterson. Lobs it for Bush. Open misses the bunny. Rebound Slayer. Puts it back up and in. Katie with six. That's her C's and I's. She had four earlier against Wyoming Lee. Indians by 26 and 32-6. Pulling it out. Hostetler at midcourt. Peterson on her. Ruth has three of the 6 points. Right side. Holgren. Flips it over for Mackendorfer. High post left jumper. Back of the rim. No. Rebound, grabbed off by Fisher. Her shot is missed. Rebound, Slayer for Saugatuck. Silver wants the basketball and pushing it. 4-on-2. Right side, Peterson inside the arc jumper. Side of the rim, no. Slayer tries to get the offensive rebound, knocks it out of bounds. Collided with Bush. And both of them a little smiling after that little mishap there. And for a chuckles time for Saugatuck. They're up by 26 against an outmatched foe. Looking across the way, Aubrey Darling, the 5'4 junior, ice bag, back of her head, And she's sort of smiling through the pain a little bit. She'll be okay. But as a precaution, her night's over. Left side, Hostetler. Inside for Schulte. Off glass, no. Ball out of bounds. Only one basket on the field tonight. Or, as they say in association football, only 1 point from open play. One three-pointer. That's it for Marcellus. Pass inside. Schulte stepped in front of it. Knocked it out of bounds. Christina Moore comes in to replace Bush. Might be a night for Bush. She's been nursing ankle and arch issues, and might be time to give her a break. Inside for Slayer on the inbound. And Katie's got 8 points as she lays it up and lays it in. 34-6, Indians by 28. Walking it over the timeline, Hostetler. Indians not going to press them now. They need to, I can call off the dogs. Left side, Mackendorfer. For Marcellus Ogren between the rings. Dribbles right side, goes toward the basket, draws contact and a foul. Should be Slayer's foul. But if it's on Peterson, she'll have to sit with four. Yep, it's Slayer. Katie gets her first foul, three on Saugatuck, and foul line right will be Ogren. First for Autumn. Doesn't get the roll, hits the front of the rim. Three for seven free throw line. Peterson will sit down. Avalos comes in for her. Second one is missed, and Moore gets the rebound for Saugatuck. 4:41 to go in the third quarter. Saugatuck up by 28, 34-6. We'll get the running clock at a 40-point lead. Silver's trying to get to that point, but misses the tray on the right side. Schulte, Angelica Schulte, with the rebound for Marcellus. Into the front court it goes. Autumn Ogren drives over Slayer, misses. Schulte puts it back up and in. Second best field goal of the night for the Wildcats. Schulte gets it, gives her her first points of the night, 34-8. Yeah, Gomez to Avila in the lane, loses the possession. Back the other way comes Marcellus. Turnover number 11 for Saugatuck. Ogren plays catch with Hostetler. Hostetler, high post left, stops at the foul line. Being surrounded by Avalos. Gets it inside for Fisher. Her jumper is good. Sydney with 4 points now. 34-10, Indians by 24. 3:38 to go. Baker, goes into the hands of Moore. Jumper out right side. Ooh, that was ugly. Christina Moore missed the shots in the high post right side badly. Goes out of bounds. Garris and Hoffmeyer comes in, and Silver will take a break. So, too, will Slayer. So, Kevin Tringali may have to bring in the A-team back again. It's a 24-point game, but you don't want to let a team that's been having problems back into the game. Moore just hacked all over Schulte, and Moore will get the foul. Games like this, as Moore picks up her second, fourth foul on Saugatuck, games such as this, when you're outclassing an opponent, can bring out bad habits that can hurt you down the line. And that's one thing Kevin Tringali is going to try to avoid at all costs. Triple left side, good by Mackendorfer. Her first tray of the points of the game, 34-13. Indians up by 21. They've been in cruise control throughout, but Marcellus trying to fight back. Garris left side jumper, no. She gets her own offensive rebound, though. Hoffmeyer, triple from the left side. Her foot was on the arc, but she does get the basket. So Carenza Hoffmeyer is on the score sheet, 36-13. Indians lead it by 23. You don't want to let a team like Marcellus, who's really been outclassed, have any breathing life at all. Gibbon goes to Hostetler, misses the shot, but draws contact to the foul. And right now, Saugatuck is not playing with any intensity. The way this game is going, can't blame them. The foul will go against Avalos. Annalise picks up her first. Five fouls for Saugatuck. Marcellus had 19 turnovers in the first half. Haven't coughed up at all in the second. And Ostedler banks the first free throw through. Schulte and Mackendorfer sit down. Danielle Wagner, along with Ashley Williams, return for Marcellus. Second free throw for Hostetler, trying to get to the five-point mark, and does. 36-15, Saugatuck by 21, 2.5 to go third quarter. Moore with Hoffmeyer in for Bush, bounces it to Garris, 12-footer left side, got it. Kaylee with 13, she extends her season, she now has a season high. She had 12 in Friday night's win up against Bangor. 38-15, Saugatuck with the lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Underneath, off-balance shot, Ogren, no good. Rebound, Moore's got it for Saugatuck. Outlet's out for Garris. Hostetler knocks it off her hands, but following up is Hoffmeyer to Garris. Garris, off-balance shot, no, put back up, and no good by underneath by Avalos, and then a loose ball foul, and Saugatuck will have some free throws coming. And Hoffmeyer will get the beneficiary of the foul on Ashley Williams. That's the first on Ashley. And the first foul of the second half for the Wildcats, who got shut out in the second quarter. Foul line left, Hoffmeyer. Misses the free throw. Saugatuck is 5 of 10 from the stripe. One more coming. With 1:52 to go in the third quarter, Indians up by 23. Misses both of them, does Hoffmeyer. Rebound grabbed off by Schulte, by Sidney Fisher. Marcellus trying to claw its way to some respectable score, if not trying to get back into this game competitively. Wagner pulls it out and gives full marks to the Wildcats for doing this. Ogren, right side, pulls up. Her shot is blocked from the right side. Rebound, Avalos, Saugatuck. Hoffmeyer will bring it over the timeline. Ball is on the left side for Garris. Bounces Avalos in for Bush. Cross court pass. She faked the shot. Moore was looking for the shot. Didn't get it. And the turnover against Saugatuck. 3 and a quarter and 12 in the game for the drive. Silver comes in for Avalos. For Saugatuck. Kayla Baker replaces Fisher for the home stand for the visiting Wildcats. Minute 8 to go, third quarter. Saugatuck up by 23, 38-15. Marcellus with the basketball. Between the rings, Baker. Right side over. Between the rings again, Hostep. Backing in on the other number 20, that is Moore. Picks up the dribble, foul line extended right. Needs some help. Moore staying on her. And wisely, Dennis Small will call a 30-second Michigan tile timeout to help out her, or help out his player. Michigan Tile, winter sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. So under a minute to go in the third quarter, and the Saugatuck Indians are enjoying a 38-15 lead behind 13 points, season high for Kaylee Garris, 9 points for Jocelyn Silver, 8 points for Katie Slayer, and that should be a season high for Katie. Yeah, it is. 5 points for Ruth Ann Hostetler, 4 for Sydney Fisher, 3 for Kaylee Mackendorfer. So the timeout is over. 45 seconds to go. Third quarter, Marcellus with the basketball down 23 at 38-15. Played a better third quarter so far, but the Indians have really not pressured them. They really pressured them in the second quarter and the first half. Dribbling the ball is Hostetler. Picks up the dribble. Right side for Ogren. Back to Hostetler between the rings. Indians now putting some pressure with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right side for Ogren. Gets it over for Baker. Having problems with a two-time deflected by Garris. Steal is by Garris. Out to Silva. Stops in the lane. That's a double dribble. And they caught that one. 20 turnovers for Marcellus. Saugatuck with now 13. Marcellus has yet to score in a Saugatuck turnover. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Hostetler to midcourt. Doesn't look at the clock, and the shot is not even taken. So three quarters in the books. It's all Saugatuck. Indians 38 and Marcellus 15. It's girls basketball. On 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Fourth quarter, Saugatuck 38, Marcellus 15. Leading away for Saugatuck, 13 points for Kaylee Garris and 8 for Katie Slayer, 9 for Jocelyn Silva, 5 points for Ruth Ann Hostetler. Ball inside for Marcellus as they begin the fourth quarter with the ball. Missed shot, rebound, grabbed off by Moore. Front court, Hoffmeyer, triple left side, front of the rim, no. Deflected, Hoffmeyer's got it at the foul line, pulls it back out to Silva. Right side, triple try, Garris, no. Rebound, Hoffmeyer to Silva. Hoffmeyer, right corner, Moore. Lobs it to Bush, cross court to Hoffmeyer, inside the arc, jumper, got it. Carenza now with 4. 40-15, Indians by 25. As we begin the fourth quarter. Hostetler in the backcourt. Dribbles around of a girl. The flag passed off of the hands. Should be off of Hoffmeyer, and it is. And Dennis Small is telling Hostetler, take the shot. Don't be afraid to take the shot. So Katie McIndorf will inbound and next to her coach. And in front of the Marcellus bench. Across the white. Inbound goes to Hostetler. Pulls up. 12-footer high, right post right. No, but a foul by Garris as she packed her. Second foul on Kaylee. 6 on Saugatuck. The bonus light will go on after these free throws. And Hostetler, arguably the best player for Marcellus tonight, breaks the front end of the two-shot foul. She has 5 points. One more for Ruth Ann. Drop it. 6 points for Hostetler. Indians lead at 40-16 by 24. Front court is Hoffmeyer to Silva. Lobs into Bush. High post right. Across court for Garris to Moore. Turn around. Left baseline. Got it. Christina Moore is on the score sheet with her first 2. 42-16 Indians with the lead. 6:40 to go on this one. Front court, McIndorfer. Right baseline, path is blocked, and the pass back to pass right into the arms of Garris. Indians back the other way. Silva to Bush. Bounce pass inside for Moore out for hands out of bounds. 14 turnovers for Saugatuck, 21 for Marcellus. Saugatuck has had 14 points off of those 21 turnovers. Marcellus have yet to score on any of their takeaways. Pressure in the backcourt as Saugatuck is doing what they did in the first half and dominating the game. But it's broken there by Hostetler, who take it to the basket and missed the shot. Rebound goes loose to Moore, knocked out of her hands out of bounds by Ashley Williams. And players being shuffled in and out. Both teams playing all their roster that are available. So for the Saugatuck Indians, Garris and Slayer, Hoffmeyer, Silva, Peterson, the 5 on the floor. They're looking at a 2-1-2 zone. Slayer trying to back in on Schultz and move the feet before moving the ball. Turnover number 15 for Saugatuck. 5:59 left. Indians comfortably by 26. Hostetler, inbounds, deflected by Grace Peterson out of bounds, stays Marcellus basketball. Now Kevin Tringali is calling off the dogs. They'll see him at half court. Hostetler walks it over the timeline. There's really 2 different schools of thought when you are outclassing an opponent. Drive right side, an open brick by Hostetler. Rebound grabbed off by Hoffmeyer. 2 different thoughts on a blowout situation. Here in the U.S., when you outclass an opponent, you play all your reserves as you can. You don't try to embarrass them. And here's Silva with a triple on the right side. She's got it. 12 points for her. 45-16. Indians lead it by 29. That's usually the philosophy here in the States, that You know, you're playing big against an opponent. You let you empty the bench, get everybody a chance to play, and you don't try to humiliate the other team by the score. We have a tie-up situation. Arrow goes to Saugatuck, turnover Marcellus, as the ball was inside and Schulte couldn't handle it. But across the way, and having watched a lot of English soccer, I've seen this. When you outclass an opponent, the opponent thinks you are insulting them if you don't play your hardest for the entire game. There is no shame if you are outclassed. It is shameful if the opponent has pity on you and lays us off on the pedal. Turnover against Saugatuck and a trip at a shot on the left side by Automotor was a brick. Rebound put back up and in by Meckendorfer. Haley with five. 45-18, and that's the first 2 points that Marcellus has gotten off of a turnover, and they get another steal. Ogren will make it 4 points. First two for Autumn. Yes, she has 3 points, I should say now. 45-20, Indians by 25 points. Silva tripped up as she dribbles into the lane, and there'll be a foul called. Blocking is technically a call, but it's more of a trip. Second foul called against Ogren. That's her second. Only two fouls against Marcellus. And we're going to get another Michigan Tile timeout. A 60-second one called this time by Dennis Small. She has now three remaining. This timeout is presented by Michigan Tile. Winter sale. Stop in to Michigan Tile. All right. Hope College basketball tomorrow evening. Flying Dutchmen are in Alma to take on the Scots. Looking to hopefully have a midweek win on the road. A week ago, Dakota Kazan lit them up at the Albion and enabled the Britons to beat the Flying Dutchman. And after coming home and taking care of Olivet, Flying Dutchman hope to be able to get back in the winning ways tomorrow night in Alma. Ryan Weatherby and Adam Prince bring you the action of Hope College basketball tomorrow night. Broadcast time will be at 7:10. You're on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Lloyd Van Ralty, the longtime athletic first superintendent of West Ottawa schools, person I believe Bill Dunn knows. Bill, of course, played football at West Ottawa, attended school there. We lost Mr. Van Ralty last week at 89. Silva, some pressure, flips it to Slayer, right side for Garris. 18-footer, no good. Rebound snatched away by Meckendorfer. Hoffmeyer on her. She backs in on her. Drives right side. Stops. Off-balance shot, no. Rebound loose on the floor. Grabbed there by Fisher. Turnaround is good. Sydney Fisher with six in the game. 45-22. The score line looking respectable a little bit. 23-point lead for Saugatuck. Silva. Right side, Garris. Peterson in the right corner. Silva. Cross-court pass, Hoffmeyer. Peterson left side. Baseline jumper. Front of the rim, no. Rebound, Garris wants it and travels after getting it. Six turnovers in the quarter. 19 in the game. 10 in the second half for Saugatuck. 3:21 to go in this one. Indians in control, 45-22, but Marcellus is... had a good fight back here in the second half. As Saugatuck eased a foot off the pedal. Shot on the right side by Hostetler. Partially blocked by Peterson. Grace gets the rebound. Indians back in the front court. Silva being pressured by Ogren. Her pass for Hoffmeyer off her hands out of bounds. Turnover Saugatuck. Ashley Williams returns. We say hello to the second half to Lindley Goodrich for Marcellus. Joining Hostetler, Fisher, and the girl with the ball, Ogren, for the black-clad Lady Cats, moving left to right here in the second half. 2:42 to go on this one. Indians by 23. Here's Fisher. Right corner, Hostetler. Garris on her. Dribbles left side, gets through nice pick to set up a high post. Left side jumper, no good. Rebound deflected on the floor. And it's saved by Williams, but throws it right in the hands of Slayer. Tied up in midcourt, but it's recovered by Silva on the loose ball. Officials want to get out of here. We've seen some holds and tie-ups and travels, and that's not being called. Ball deflected in the backcourt. Ogren loses it to Silva as deflected. Here is Peterson. Place catch with Hoffmeyer. Cross-court pass to Garris. Stepping in front of it is Hostetler with the steal. Trying to go around Silva and does and scores. Hostetler with eight. 45-24. Saugatuck leads it by 21. Minute 40 to go on this one. Hoffmeyer picks up the dribble between the circles. Slayer. Right side almost over the head of Silva. She's only 5'2", so can't throw it too high. And Kevin Tringali says, I'm not liking how I'm seeing. I'm going to take a timeout. Michigan Tile timeout. Winner sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. 30-second timeout for Tringali with a minute 25 to go on this one. Again, the Saugatuck Indians boys and girls travel to Goebbels on Friday night for a doubleheader. Then over to Martin on Tuesday night, a week from tonight, before they return home on the 31st of January to take on the Bloomingdale Cardinals. That'll be our next broadcast of Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Hope you can join me for all of the action. Girls will play first, and the boys will play second. We'll be on the air at 5:10, a week from Friday, January 31st. Saugatuck High Basketball returns to 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. Minute 25 to go on this one. Indians in cruise control. Led 28-4 at the half. Shut out their opponents in the second quarter. Reserves in now for Saugatuck. Glad to see Aubrey Darling back in. She traveled with the basketball, though. Aubrey bopped her head going for a loose ball in the third quarter. Thought her night was over, but she might have a little bit of a bump tomorrow morning, but she's okay. No signs of concussion. They really took no chances on it. And we have a carrying the ball. Nope, we have a moving pick. Baker with the moving pick. Kayla picks up her first. Only three fouls on Marcellus. Turnover 23. In the lane, Hoffmeyer. Short shot, no. Rebound snatched away by Fisher. Pardon me, it's snatched away by Goodrich. 52 seconds left in this one. Hostetler will walk it over the timeline. Indians lead at 45-24. Hostetler, on it at midcourt by Hoffmeyer. Goodrich, between the rings, Baker. Foul line, Wagner. Pulls it back, deflected into the hands of Goodrich. In for Baker. Her shot is no good. Now knocked out of bounds off of the hands of Ashley Williams. So Saugatuck will have the ball to finish up this one, perhaps. Hoffmeyer. Deflected pass into the hands of Gomez de Avila. Right corner, Avalos. And she traveled. Saugatuck with 9 turnovers in the fourth quarter and 22 in the game. Reserves, part of it. This is the general. Get this game over with. 7 seconds left. Right side, baseline jumper, Hostetler, no good. Rebound, Slayer. Holds on to it. And this one's over. The Saugatuck Indians up their record to 7-4 on the season with a 45-24 victory over the Marcellus Wildcats. We'll go through the numbers. We'll have Coach Kevin Tringali make his trip up to talk to the guests about the game and finish up our broadcast next on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.